Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Well, we got live football coming up tonight. A lot of interviews with Hall of Famers, new Hall of Famers, old Hall of Famers, the new-look Jets, the old-look Browns, I guess. I don't know. But the hype around it feels more like it's Jets-related, even though Aaron Rodgers is not going to play. But I am really curious about Zach Wilson. And that would be one of my focal points if I was doing Hard Knocks or one of the producers. I'd be like, I want to see what he sees when he watches Aaron Rodgers. I want to see what Aaron Rodgers is telling him or showing him. That would be fascinating to me because there's a big age difference there. Aaron Rodgers could be his dad. What is it, like 17, 18 years difference? But, you know, Jordan Love, they knew that the succession plan was already in place in Green Bay. Aaron knew that eventually Jordan Love takes over. There's no guarantee with Zach Wilson with the Jets, because if Aaron's going to play 3 years, Zach Wilson might not play again for the Jets, barring an injury. And then what happens to him? Because there's so many quarterbacks. I mean, just this draft coming up, you got Caleb Williams and Drake May just to start. You're probably going to have four more first-round draft picks here. If you don't prove yourself, you know, early and often, they move by. They move on quickly here. You know, that's – look at – I mean, Josh Rosen, go back to him. It's like, all right, let me see what you got. After 1 year, you know, we're going to draft Kyler Murray. And that was one of the worst offensive lines I've ever seen. I don't know if Josh Rosen could play. I know he didn't get a fair shot in Arizona. There wasn't a whole lot of talent around him. And Arizona might be back in that situation again here coming up. Justin Fields has received a lot of praise. And I wanted to do some research here. He was ranked ahead of Trevor Lawrence in the players voting on the top 100. Currently one of the more popular MVP bets right now. And according to PointsBet, senior editor Max Meyer, Justin Fields has more MVP bets. Do you guys want to take a guess? More MVP bets than, I got three quarterbacks here. Take a guess. The quarterbacks who are behind him for bets for MVP. Paulie?
Oh, man. Aaron Rodgers.
He is behind him. Marvin?
Justin Herbert,
yes. Todd?
Josh Allen.
And if you said Patrick Mahomes, you would be right.
Come on.
Yes. Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, and Justin Herbert. Fields has more MVP bets than all of those guys combined.
Woo! Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
Stat of the day brought to you by the great folks at Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. A quarterback has won the award 10 consecutive seasons. He rushed for 1,100 yards last year. They brought in DJ Moore. But capturing an MVP won't be easy because DraftKings has Fields over under passing yards, 2,850 yards and a half. Second lowest number, you want to guess the quarterback who has a lower over under for passing yards this year? Anybody? Anybody? Paulie?
Baker Mayfield?
No!
Oh, sorry, Baker.
That would have been a good guess. If you said
Desmond Ridder.
Desmond Ridder! Blue, blue, blue! Oh,
haterade.
If he's rushing for 1,100 yards, they're probably not going to be a playoff team. And if you factor this in as well, you got to make the playoffs if you're going to be the MVP. So everybody can love Justin Fields. Are they better than the Lions? No. Are they better than the Vikings? No. I don't know if they're better than Green Bay. Is he going to make the playoffs? And if he does, what kind of numbers will he show? Yes, Marv.
This has got to be a Jalen Hurts type situation where he's got to start the season out 11-1, 12-1 to get real consideration. Not like, oh, they're, you know, 9-4.
Okay.
Like he's got to do some like real damage in the NFC North.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Oh, neither do I.
Yeah. But we saw that with Kyler Murray, that he started out 9-1, an MVP candidate. And then the second half, they always folded. But I think that he's a good story. It's a unique story. I think you have to factor that in. But he's a unique talent, fascinating to watch. But unless you think they're making the playoffs, then I don't want to hear about MVP because it won't happen. He won't win the MVP if they don't make the playoffs. I don't care what his numbers are. Now, if he rushes for 2,000 yards, all right, then maybe. Go back to when O.J. rushed for 2,000 yards. Now, you had a lot less teams who made the playoffs, and I think they won 9 games that year. They may have been 9-5 that year when they played 14 games. That's a very good – you'd make the playoffs now. But if you're not winning 9 or 10 games, you're not winning an MVP. Yeah, Paulie?
I think it's almost as more likely that Justin Fields could be replaced in the offseason as he could be MVP.
Sure.
They have two top 10 draft picks. They got Carolina's top 10, and they have their own. They could have two top 10 draft picks.
I wonder what the odds are. If you said MVP, or is Justin Fields going to be the quarterback next year? Now, he may still be the quarterback next year, but if they don't see enough, then maybe they draft a quarterback. Poll question, Seton. What do we have here?
Yeah, Dan, we got a couple up there right
now.
All
right.
First hour, we had college football, that is currently heading in a good direction, a terrible direction. That's holding steady at about 78% saying it's terrible. And then I put up, would you rather play for Burnley or Birmingham City, which really means would you rather play for J.J. Watt or Tom Brady? Right now, J.J. Watt's got about 67% of the vote. I've seen some comments here where people are like, you know what, I don't really feel like getting screamed at, so I want to play for J.J. Watt.
Oh, you think that Tom's going to yell at the team?
Throwing, you know, iPads and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Where J.J. is a little more good-ass dude-ish.
Okay.
You know?
All right. What's the poll question for the final hour?
Well, I just put up the Burnley one.
Oh, you just did that.
Yeah,
okay, my bad.
Yeah.
Okay. Get some phone calls in here. David.
Hey, the philosophy of this squad is off the field, we're good-ass dudes. We're nice guys. We do the right thing.
We're good-ass lads. You just have to change the terminology.
That's a good
bit.
Yelling, though.
Good arse lads.
Yeah, we're good arse lads.
Dave in Nova Scotia. Good morning, Dave. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan, got a little breaking news here for you, Jimmy Jimerson style. I am guest here in Tampa for the Tampa Bay Bucks training camp, and our guy, John Wolford, DP Faithful, breaking news. I think he's going to be taking a starting job, Dan. He looked amazing today. Ran circles around Trapp and Baker Mayfield.
Thank you, Dave. Keep us updated on that. The former Rams quarterback. Is he going to be the starting quarterback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? I don't think it takes a lot to be the starting quarterback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this year. You got Kyle Trask and you have Baker Mayfield Jr. the third. Yeah, Paul.
I think Tampa would love to be awful this year, like terribly awful, and have a top three draft pick. They seem like they're non-threatening.
Hmm.
The roster's down a little bit compared. Their quarterback situation's way down. Hmm. That's a team that would love to lose a lot.
My Cincinnati Reds, they have not done well here second half of the season. They lost to the Cubs 16-6. They lost to the Cubs 20-9 on Tuesday. And I was curious, when's the last time a team gave up 36 runs or more back-to-back games? Well, the Reds allowed 36 or more in back-to-back games. The last time was 1901.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, hey, hey. Stat of the day.
Oh, this is
stat of the day.
Travis Meadow.
Hey.
Lovely.
Yeah, I didn't realize that we had that when Travis Meadow came in studio and we had him do a stat of the day. Great songwriter, Travis Meadow. Let's see. Messi had 2 goals last night.
Oh. He's got 5 in 3 games.
Unstoppable.
He's assisted on 3 other.
Help me understand this, Seton.
Oh, boy.
Okay. If you want to grow the game in the United States.
Oh, dear.
It's behind a paywall, isn't it? Or app? I don't know how people can get this. You're going to get highlights on ESPN, but if you want to grow the sport, you have to make it more readily available. You have to make it easier for people to be flipping through and go, "Oh, I'm going to stop there and watch a little bit of this game," instead of, "I'll just wait for the highlights because I don't want to spend the money on this or I don't even know how to find it."
Yeah, I mean, it kind of cuts both ways, right? Where if you were a MLS fan before, you could get to watch your local teams, but now you can buy into a package that allows you to watch every game, which mm-hmm. is great. Mm-hmm. But now you have to buy the package basically to watch. I think there's 1 free game a week or maybe a couple of free games a week. But other than that, everything is basically behind that paywall. You have to buy the package. So it freezes out a lot of people. But it does, it sort of force diehard MLS fans to buy it.
Yeah, but you want to grow the sport.
Yeah, theoretically you do. I'm not quite sure everybody sees it that way.
but does Messi get paid by everybody in the league?
So the way I understand the MLS agreement or the way that their business structure works is that, you know, say in the NFL and you play for the Patriots, you're an employee of the Patriots and you get a paycheck from the Patriots. Mm-hmm. In Major League Soccer, you're an employee of Major League Soccer and you get your paycheck from Major League Soccer. So essentially all of the teams in theory pay into one big pool.
Mm-hmm.
And then that money is then dispersed out to the players.
Mm. Yes, Paul.
Could people worldwide sign up for Apple TV or whatever it is, the package to watch Messi? Like if you're a worldwide soccer fan, you're not America.
I think so.
That may be the bigger play.
Yeah.
For people who are just such big fans of his worldwide.
Yeah, but you want to attract an audience in the United States so they're going to games and not just Messi's games. I mean, you know, when you start talking about who's good in MLS, I don't know if people know any of these names, unless you're a diehard fan. You want to have people at least be curious and go, "Oh, you know, I enjoyed that match or that player." I don't know if you can have that curiosity because it's not readily available. Let's see. What else do we have here? I saw where Wilt Chamberlain's 1972 jersey is expected to go for at least $4 million upcoming auction here. The current record for a Wilt Chamberlain piece of sports memorabilia, 1.79. That was a jersey worn during his rookie season with the Philadelphia Warriors. But they have online bidding that goes till September 27th. And in that game, he was playing with a broken hand. Wilt had 24 points and 29 rebounds and was named the finals MVP. But if you have $4 million, or at least more than $4 million, and you want to add a Wilt Chamberlain 1972 jersey where he's named MVP. It could be yours. Yes, Paul.
Is there a basketball piece of memorabilia that would go for more than that? You could think of like a
Michael Jordan stuff.
Jordan's last
jersey.
Wizards or Bulls?
Bulls. Bulls game-winning jumper.
In Utah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to look and see if that's available.
I would think the whole uniform. I don't think the... Once again, I was there getting ready to interview Phil Jackson when Jordan came in and he took off his shoes and autographed his shoes after that shot. I know he doesn't have those, but I'm guessing those shoes... I think people would rather have Michael's shoes from the last game with the Bulls than the jersey. Yes, Pauline.
Okay, here it is. We're going to play the Michael Jordan game. The jersey worn by Michael Jordan in game one of the NBA Finals in 98. Mm-hmm. So it's not even game six, mm-hmm. game one.
Mm-hmm.
Sold for more than any other sports piece of memorabilia all time. The record holder was Diego Maradona's Hand of God jersey, the 86 World Cup. Jordan's jersey from game one against the Jazz sold for what? Who wants to go first?
$5 million.
Marvin?
$7 million.
Fritzy?
$6.3 million.
Seton?
Look a little lower into a $3.5 million.
$10.1 million. That was last year.
Okay. But Jordan's shoes, I think, would probably bring a better price than his jersey from the last game. That last game with the Bulls. Because people are infatuated with his shoes, that you would want to have the last pair of shoes that Jordan was playing in as a Chicago Bull. I would. But those, I mean, it's only going up. You know, a lot of this memorabilia. Yes, Marv.
If you have that in your possession and you're okay, do you just say, you know what, let me wait another 10 years so this can go up even more in value?
Yeah, I guess it depends on when, if you need the money, and I'm sure you're watching the market here as far as what memorabilia is going for, but if you said you had Michael Jordan's shoes from his last game as a Bull, you're sitting on $10 million probably. Maybe more. Yeah, Paulie.
Yeah, game two shoes of Jordan from his last finals with the Bulls did go for a couple, is up for sale right now, and they're expecting at least $3 million, but that's game two. Jordan wore a different pair of shoes for all six games.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I was there. I got to see that twice where he signed his shoes after winning championships. Got to see that firsthand. And even one of the guys who got the shoes got to see it firsthand. So if anybody ever goes, hey, are you sure that guy got the... Yep, I saw it right in front of me. Got Phil Jackson to my right. Jordan comes in. Jersey's out. Cuban cigar, soaked with champagne, and had the game ball with him and took off his jerseys, his shoes, I should say. Yes, Paulie.
Remember when Jordan was having trouble selling that house in Chicago for like $20 million?
Yeah.
It's too bad he didn't have like a nice pair of shoes from game five of his last finals. He'd say, this comes with the house. So you get the house, and then you could do whatever you want with the shoes. Like, it's like a free couple million bucks inside the house.
Yeah.
You know, granite countertops, game six shoes.
Ooh.
I don't know if he spiced up the sale with that, but that would have been cool.
Yeah. Yes, Marv.
I think there's probably certain Jordans, like the shrug game. Like, where are those Jordans at? Like
the Portland series?
Yeah, where he hit the, 6 3-pointer in the first half. Yeah. Like, there's certain Jordans from certain games. Obviously, the flu game, you know, those went for a lot of money.
The food poisoning. Food poisoning.
Correct.
Yeah. Food poisoning in parentheses.
The flu game shoes sold for $1.38 million last year.
But then that's a bargain.
Yeah.
It appears that might be a bargain.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If the game one shoes are going for a couple of million?
The guy who got the flu game shoes initially sold them like 15 years ago for $104,000.
No.
And just a couple years ago, they sold again for $1.38, and they're going to get... They're not going to get less expensive.
No, that's $3 or $4 million. That's one of the most famous games in NBA history. And it was during the finals. Yes.
It feels almost interesting that those aren't in a museum somewhere and that they're out in circulation or something, just based on how the lore of Michael Jordan,
You're right about that. And how do you display that? Or do you display that? I mean, I don't know what you can do.
Now, that's in a safe somewhere.
You think? But don't you get those things to be able to show people, hey, look at what I have and you don't? I mean, is it an...
is it, yes.
I suppose.
But is it enough to go, hey, by the way, I got Jordan's shoes from his last game with the Bulls. Hey, where are they? Oh, they're in a safety deposit box. No, I don't care. If you got a Picasso, let me see the Picasso. Yeah, see.
But do you get the... well, maybe a Picasso's a bad example, yeah. Right? But I'm kind of taking your words a little bit here. But aren't you supposed to invest in art? I think they're your words.
Yes.
You buy what you like, not what you think is going to be valuable.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So I would imagine that some people who collect art buy what they think is going to be valuable.
Absolutely.
You could do the same thing with sports memorabilia. You could, gym seat used at like a Seton Hall game might mean a lot to me, but it doesn't really mean anything to anybody else. So you buy that. Whereas the Jordan sneakers, you buy that as a business investment. Some people. Could,
yes.
Right.
Yes. Yes, Todd.
Everything's about showing it off to a certain extent. If you're the only person on the planet, would it be as special if you were driving around in a fancy car or you were in a suit with bling all over? Who would care? You're the only one. It's all about other people seeing you in the car and checking out your bling. I always think of that when people are like, I like to have it, but I don't need to show it off. But if you're the only person on the planet, you would be acting very differently than others checking you out. Back to you in the studio.
Thank you, Todd. I thought that's what I said, that, you have it.
Yeah, I was rephrasing it. I was trying to be more dramatic about being the only person on the planet.
You don't need to. Yeah, that one, that felt like it was a little bit of hyperbole. Let me take a break. It's no hyperbole that the Pac-12 is on the verge of a seismic shift, in my opinion. We'll talk a little bit more about that coming up. We're back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Innovation Refunds, helping small businesses. And I love being able to help you, tell you about this. The Employee Retention Credit, also known as the ERC. These are business payroll tax refunds. If you own a business with more than 5 employees, you could be eligible for this. You could have money waiting for you, and it's a tax credit, not a loan, and it gives eligible business owners the freedom to use that refund money however they want to. Innovation Refunds independent tax attorneys will assist you in filing your business's ERC tax refund. A provider of children health services in Iowa paid bonuses with it. An ice cream shop in Illinois bought new freezers. A mortuary in Riverside, California, even renovated their chapel with ERC money. People are getting this money. InnovationRefunds.com. See if you qualify. There's no charge up front. They don't get paid unless you get paid. Call 1-843-REFUNDS. 1-843-REFUNDS or go to InnovationRefunds.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Award-winning Irish American whiskey brings the rich heritage of Irish and American whiskey making together. It's a whole new world style. The smoothness and richness of Irish whiskey and the boldness and complexity of American whiskey. A unique drinking experience like no other from the master distiller who gave us Jameson. Brian Nation brings you Keeper's Heart. Ask for it. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com. I've been saying this over the last 48 hours, and I'm not a skies falling guy, but, you know, we're on the verge of something changing college football. And I don't know how much, but it feels like it's going to be reshaped here, or at least we're on the verge of this. And John Canzano, great columnist, johncanzano.com, radio host on 750 AM in Portland, and certainly covering the Pac-12. And I wanted to have you on because I don't know if you feel this same way, John, but it feels like the Pac-12 is in peril. And the question is, what can you do? So where do we stand now, 11:30 a.m. Eastern?
Yeah, last night, I think everybody was sending out the Amber Alert and really looking at the Arizona schools, Arizona State. Anytime the regents meet, there's buzzing in the Pac-12 footprint, and they're going to meet later today, tonight, early this evening. And I think a lot of people last night expected that Arizona and Arizona State would leave the conference. I reached out to a member of the Pac-12 CEO group this morning who told me that there was some enthusiasm internally with the Pac-12. Now, I'm pumping the brakes. I'm rolling my eyes a little bit because I've heard this all throughout this negotiation. But what I was told is that the Arizona schools are really looking hard at the University of Oregon today. Oregon is expected to get a reduced share invitation to the Big Ten conference, could come as soon as this morning, midday today. You know, we know that the Big Ten has opened that conversation internally, and I think there's a lot of eyes on Oregon. Oregon appears to be the glue right now in the conference because the Arizona schools are saying that if Oregon chooses to stay in the Pac-12, there might be something there for the Arizona schools. That media deal that George Kliavkov finally presented earlier this week, I think was underwhelming to a lot of people from a financial standpoint. It appears that there seems to be now maybe an added layer to this. I don't know. I don't know if more money came in. I don't know if a new partner came in. But, you know, I was told that a big part of this now hinges on the University of Oregon.
And, you know, Phil Knight has his money behind, you know, the Oregon program. I don't know how much of an enticement the Big Ten saying, hey, come over here. You can make this amount of money. Plus, if you're Oregon, don't you look at this and say this opens the door with UCLA or certainly USC out the door that we can qualify right now for the national championship. We can win the Pac-12. No matter who's still left, this is an easier path than if we go to Big Ten.
Yeah, Oregon is such an interesting figure here because they're not like others. They're not like the other Pac-12 schools. They're not like a lot of the universities nationally. They have thrived at a time when the other Pac-12 schools were underfunded, you know, because of Phil and Penny Knight. You know, I reached out to Phil Knight earlier this week, and the response I got back is that he wasn't ready to talk because he was going to say something he might regret, you know, and I was like, that's the ideal time.
Exactly.
But you're right. You're absolutely right. Rob Mullins, the athletic director at Oregon, he told me multiple times just a week ago, told me that access to the playoff is what matters to the Ducks. And now the University of Washington looks over at Oregon. They want to be alongside Oregon. And if Arizona and Arizona State do, if they're being real about wanting to be in this conference, and I think the decision really comes down to the next 24 to 36 hours with the Oregon Ducks, will they decide that they're better off not competing against Ohio State and Michigan and Penn State and everybody in USC and UCLA and the Big Ten and having an easier path to the playoff? Or will they take, you know, what everyone thinks is the future of college football and jump to a conference of 18 or 20?
How'd the Pac-12 get here?
Let's go back. I mean, 10, 12 years, Larry Scott, the commissioner of the Pac-12, he did some good things early, but his media deal was outdated. They never should have been a media company. They tried to own and operate the Pac-12 networks. They should have had a media partner. We all know now that television is running the show in college football. It's really unfortunate to see what TV has done to tradition and kickoff times and rivalries and the bifurcation of all the conferences. The Fox can say all they want that, you know, hey, we're not behind all of this, but the money is there. And we all know what's driving all of the expansion and the realignment. But I think the Pac-12 made some terrible miscues in the Larry Scott era. I think George Kiafkoff came through the door. He should have been more tuned in to UCLA and USC being unhappy. That should have been job one. Even if they're telling you to your face, they're happy. Hey, we're happy. We're good here. He should have been camping in the front yard at USC and making sure of it. And then, you know, I think the media landscape has shifted. We've all seen the layoffs and we've seen that industry hit hard. And I think it's a terrible time to be negotiating. I think it's really unfortunate for the Pac-12 and Pac-12 fans, more importantly.
Yeah, I thought Arizona State are waiting for somebody else, some other school to secede from the union. Then they can go to the Big 12. So if Washington and Oregon said, you know, we're going to the Big 10, then Arizona State would go, well, we're going to the Big 12. But I'm also wondering, who do they add? Because I was told all along San Diego State was joining us. You know, they were joining the Pac-12. I was told, you know, Boise, sort of a novelty, that wouldn't happen. SMU was, you know, a possibility. So can the Big 12, if they lose schools, reshape and still be the Pac-12?
Yeah, the easiest thing today would be, hey, they hold at 9, they add San Diego State. You know, I did inquire, you know, how would the $34 million exit fee at the Mountain West Conference work? I was told that there's some financial flexibility that the Pac-12 would offer there. Maybe they subsidize it. Maybe, you know, San Diego State takes a lower distribution as they enter the conference. I was also told from a Mountain West Conference president that the Mountain West might be willing to negotiate that. Nobody wants to end up in litigation over these things. They're all negotiable, even though $34 million is the number. That's your starting point. I think you could get there. But, the easiest answer is stay at 9, add San Diego State. But it becomes critical today. If you lose Oregon, you're going to lose Washington, and you're going to lose the Arizona schools. And you have to be able to trust each other at a time when nobody can trust each other. Dan, they're all pirates. They're all pirates, and they're playing chess, unfortunately.
Great to talk to you as always, John. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's John Canzano, columnist and radio host at 7:50 a.m. in Portland. Brent in Alabama. The fact that there are meetings going on tonight at 6 Pacific, there's some serious conversations going on here. Hey, Brent.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Yeah, college football, lots changing. I'm trying to see where all this is going because, you know, a lot of people are saying the sky is falling, but the biggest thing to me, if you follow the money, is, first of all, you got to start back with the playoff. In order to compete for the championship, you couldn't lose more than one or two games a year, right? So what would happen was big schools, the big brands, would schedule Roast Beef Tech two or three times a year to give them essentially a bye week or something like that. It was a good thing, good move for the big schools because they got a little bit of a rest before they play a big rivalry game. And the small schools got a big payday. They got to bankroll not just their football program, but they got to bankroll their entire athletic program. Well, now that we're in a 12-team playoff and as this consolidation continues, the pressure, there's not going to be as much pressure for these teams to only, you know, lose zero or one or two games. They can lose two or three games and still compete for a national championship and a big bowl game. So what happens to Roast Beef Tech and all of these other smaller schools? Because if I follow the money, if I'm Alabama, why would I play Roast Beef Tech two or three times a year instead of all conference games, which is something that even Nick Saban has said, I want to play all conference games, but they just know it's been impossible in the past. So you lose that money, Roast Beef Tech, all of these small schools are going to, I mean, what happens to them? I'd love to get your feedback on that, because I don't see how any of these smaller tiered programs can survive without that money.
Yeah, and I don't think these other schools really care about that. It's survival of the fittest right now. And you did have these schools that did get this opportunity to be sacrificial lambs, or as you called them, Roast Beef Tech. But, you know, Georgia wants to have that tune-up game, or a couple of tune-up games, or, you know, a game after a tough game before they have another tough game. I just think we're headed towards maybe the top 50 revenue-producing football programs getting together, and then they just schedule each other. You have certain divisions, and certain divisions each year will play a different division around the country, and then you'll have X number of teams qualifying for the playoffs just like you do the NFL. You're going to pay the players. You know, maybe they unionize. I mean, you can't say, well, that can't happen, because it can happen. Everything. Look at college football. If I would have said 10 years ago this is going to happen, name, image, and likeness, you'd be like, there is no way. Yeah. Now there's name, image, and likeness. And doesn't, you know, the, it's there for the foreseeable future. Do you make them salaried employees? Like, you can't say it can't happen with college football, because I can't trust the people who are involved with college football. Everybody wants theirs. Are they thinking about the greater good? No, they're not. Tim in Boca. Hi, Tim. What's on your mind today?
How you doing, Dan?
Hey, man.
I'm just making a prediction here because I see it coming. I drive Uber, and not too long ago I dropped off a real estate agent up in Jupiter, and he said he's meeting a famous person that's buying a house. Come to find out, it's Nick Saban. I'm predicting Nick Saban will retire within 2 years. You don't buy a house in Jupiter and keep working if you ever been to Jupiter, Florida.
All right. Thank you, Tim. Would I be surprised that Nick Saban retires before I do? Yeah, he'd like to steal a little bit of the shine. He's 71. I get it. Here's another thing. I would love to know what USC was promised by the Big Ten. And follow me on this. Hey, we'll join. We don't want these schools from the Pac-12 to join. We want to own Southern California. We want assurances here. And I'm wondering, the only other school you're worried about, if I'm USC, is Oregon. Was there any handshake, wink, wink, assurances that, and you have a new Big Ten commissioner, so I don't know if it would be still there, part of the agreement. And maybe I'm just speculating on this, but if I'm USC, do I want assurances you're not taking other Pac-12 teams, that I can recruit here for the Big Ten and not have to share everybody, you know, with the Pac-12? Just, yeah, everything's on the table. And the number of people I've heard from who are in college football, or they follow college football, like, everybody has some kind of theory, speculation, rumor, innuendo with this. It's wild. But Oregon could change college football today or tomorrow or over the weekend. If they stay or if they go, who stays, who goes? Oregon could change college football. It's that fluid with what's going on. Wild. All right, take a break. Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow, right after this. I love saying it. I love reminding you that every great day starts the night before. You know what that means? Getting a great night's sleep. And you can do this with our friends from Sleep Number. Sleep next level. Unlock your unique potential with a smart bed that can perform as well as you. And right now, save up to $500 on the next generation Sleep Number smart bed, plus special financing for a limited time. Adjustable bases that have two beds in one. The partner Snore, they can take care of that as well. My sleep number is 75. Ask about Sleep IQ technology. You want to see how well you're sleeping, your sleep quality. Smart beds learn how you sleep and then provide personalized insights to help you sleep better and sleep longer and deeper. And couples can choose the ideal firmness, comfort, and support on each side. So it's two beds in one. Get started. Go to a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com/Patrick. Sleepnumber.com/Patrick. See store for details. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow, this day in sports history. What will the headline be off tonight's game? Browns, Jets. Who wants to guess what the headline will be tomorrow, nationally? Not locally. Marvin, I'll start with you.
Jets soar to an impressive win.
Jets soar. Okay. Todd, what about you?
Brown out. Jets by 30.
By 30. Seems a little aggressive. Paulie?
Oh, boy. On the spot here. Full Chubb. Browns fans excited about upcoming season. It's not bad. Nick Chubb.
That was Fritzy like, and you know.
I like that one. I stand by it.
You're sitting right now. Paulie, or Seton, you got one?
Nathaniel can't hack it.
No.
There you go. Segway.
Hall of Shame, 6-3 Jets, just a couple of field goals.
Yeah, okay. Right.
I'm fine with that. Okay. Here's something for you. The last MVP-winning quarterback to throw for fewer than 3,000 yards in a season. So it just if Justin Fields is going to win the MVP, as a lot of people... So he has more people betting on him than Mahomes and Herbert and Josh Allen combined. But it's a better money play the odds. I get that. Okay, so the last MVP-winning quarterback to throw for less than 3,000 yards, 1978, Terry Bradshaw. Lamar Jackson threw for 3,100 when he won. Steve McNair, 3,200 when he won. Cam, 3,800. Tom Brady, 3,900. Peyton Manning, just over 4,000 yards. Justin Fields, he threw for 2,200 yards last year and rushed for 1,100 yards. So, just some MVP stuff there. By the way, Sean Payton, he is pleased with Russell Wilson's progress so far.
It's hard because there were a lot of other factors a year ago, and we're really focused on what he's doing within the offense. Obviously, he's moving around well. His weight's down. He's in real good shape. He's working really hard. You know, there are a lot of nuances still we're working through. You know, there's some good things in the running game today. Each day, you know, you kind of look at the film and you start again with the corrections. But I've been pleased with his progress and where he's at, really dating back to the offseason and to where we are now into our first full week.
You know, it'd be really interesting if he said he wasn't progressing. I'm guessing that Sean Payton was still trying to protect Russell Wilson, attacked Nathaniel Hackett, and then realized what he was doing. And that's how he got to this point. He's trying to, you know, pump up Russell Wilson. And also, he wasn't the sole reason why this team wasn't good last year. That's the feeling I had with all of this. It's just there was a problem with the execution there for Sean Payton. A little bit of a problem in what the message was and how
he was. I just want to apologize to Coach because he was right. This team's terrible.
James in Colorado. Hey, James, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. I can hear you, James.
Hey. I'm in New Hampshire. I'm a New Hampshire born and bred boy, but I'm just here, first time, long time, and I appreciate you taking my call. And I'm, let's see, 6'2", 220, 210, 210 fighting weight. I'm calling in frivolity. I appreciate your sports knowledge and your sports casting. And, you know, hopefully I can put some meat on your bone for today. I'm a Danner. I'm not a Swifter. And the Danettes are included in that. And I will be, because of you, in Dublin on the 22nd. So I totally look forward to that.
All righty. Well, James is going to follow us over there to Dublin.
James. All right, James. Let's go.
Road trip. Come on over. And if you're in Dublin for the game, Notre Dame and Navy, we'll put it out on social media, so we'll let you know. I know we got something on Wednesday night of that week that we get together, and if you can join us at a pub, then we'll let you know where we're going to be. We look forward to that. Tom in North Carolina. Hi, Tom.
Hey, DP.
Hey, bud.
Hey, yeah, this is a reference in Todd's performance tomorrow night. Mm. You know, all the great ones, Jordan, Brady, they all draw motivation from different places. They manufacture it. So Todd's probably worried more about the aftermath of what's going to happen on tomorrow night. So as far as his motivation, it's going to be kind of a risk equals reward kind of thing. You know, maybe a Todd Fritz day. You know, maybe even a hug from Polly.
Oh, that ain't going to happen.
Oh, that's not true.
A hug?
I'm going to be very proud of Fritzy when he pulls this off. I think he's going to crush it.
Yeah, I do too.
It's like I gave you a hug that one movie you did where you ad-libbed. I thought you crushed it.
And just
I
really go meant with it. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought you crushed it and I gave you a hug. It was a dark theater. No one saw it.
I know.
But like Fritzy tomorrow, I want him to crush it.
Okay. Who thinks Paulie wants Todd to crush it tomorrow?
You mean Paulie Sean Payton? I mean,
who? Todd thinks. Do you think Paulie wants you to crush it tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay. Man, are you foolish.
Works either way for me.
This day in sports history, Paulie.
It's a big one. Jesse Owens, 1936, won the first of his four Olympic gold medals in Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
That may just stand alone. But 1949, the NBA was formed. Mm-hmm. Merger between the Basketball Association of America and the National Basketball League.
Mm-hmm.
1984, Mary Lou Retton won her first gold medal at the L.A. Summer Olympics.
All right. On this day, 1987, Joe Niekro of the Twins caught with a nail file on the mound. He was suspended for 10 games.
That was fabulous.
Greatest video of all time.
It's like, what? Like, he put his hands up like, I don't have anything there. And then the nail file comes out. And they're like,
watching the umpire's head turn towards it as it hit the ground was the
just
best.
Watching it fly. Oh, gosh. Is oh, that the it's funniest so good.
Todd, what did you learn today?
The sky may not be falling in college football, but it's certainly moving.
Seton O'Connor.
Oregon holds the future of college football in the palm of its hand.
Marvin, what'd you learn?
TV ruined the conference.
Yes. Paulie?
Full chub.
PXG's new Gen 6 driver is so good, we'll bet it's better than yours. Test drive our new Gen 6 driver. If it doesn't deliver more distance than yours, we'll give you $100. Join the Gen 6 Driver Challenge, pxg.com. Nobody makes golf clubs the way we do, period. Thanks for joining us. Been our pleasure to serve you. We got to meet Friday tomorrow. We'll talk to you then.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful. Listen to A Really Good Cry on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.